wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you need to clear the table and unload this tune onto the table. Enjoy it. Spread it all around the house if you can. It's good on your plants, your furniture, your carpet. Sprinkle it all through your clothes, your bedroom, your pillows, your valance.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
in the background, we are exchanging pleasantries and getting ready for the next segment of the show. Are you ready to talk about the telly?
It's time for Viewmaster on 95B, brought to you by Neon.
Oh, right, yeah, good. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Alex,
hello.
80, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We really got quite a crowd in for the Viewmaster today. Why is that, Alex? Why have you set it up this way?
It's Alex Plus.
Plus
New Zealand's premier Big Little Lies fan.
Hey!
Yeah, is that what I'm talking about?
80 Walker.
Are you talking about... hold on, we got... It's actually me.
Should
Miss Universe not be able to, you know?
Yeah, we've got two people. We've got number one, number two, and maybe I come in at like number 93 or something.
93? Yeah.
Still in the top 100.
Thanks for coming. But, yep.
Hey, yeah. I haven't seen it at all, so you have to come
all,
me.
Sarah!
It's not my favourite show.
Okay.
Yeah, but I really liked it.
You really liked it?
Yeah, I really
enjoyed it. Well, do you still want to... But you can be number one if you want.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Should we do a quick premise setup for anybody who hasn't seen it? Big Little Lies is a murder mystery. Would you agree with that? It's a murder mystery set in the town of Monterey, California, with some wealthy people.
That makes it sound like Broadmoor or something like that.
Yeah, but it's not a... You say murder mystery, and we think the lead person is going to be a detective.
Yeah.
And that's where it differs.
The lead character is definitely not a detective.
although they just for a second, they sort of make it look like it might be that, but then no.
They trick you the whole way. Is that what annoyed you?
I mean... The murder mystery was the laziest hook that the show could muster, I think. And it's just banal, you know? Like, I'm not interested in a show teasing something from the opening frame. So basically, for anybody who hasn't seen it, opening scene starts with a murder. You're aware that somebody has died, and then it flashes back to what is obviously weeks before.
But it flashes back the whole series.
Yeah.
Doesn't drag those flashbacks.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah, very well woven together.
Like the reveal of everyone's stories are great, and especially Nicole Kidman's story, which I will not say anything about.
Yeah,
but she's so good in it. If you don't like Nicole Kidman, you should watch this because
I love Nicole Kidman very, very much, and I think she's amazing in this.
I mean, I think I always did, but now I'm like
most girls don't. I find she's one of those women that other women hate for some reason.
I've always loved her.
Eyes Wide Shut,
you don't know that.
Should we talk about all the actors in it in case people don't?
Okay.
You don't know anything about it.
While we're on the call, just first, I just want to. I want to agree with your statements and say that despite what she's done to her face, and almost because of it, that's why her performance is so incredible.
In this particular project. Other projects recently. That face has gotten. I mean, that's a horrible thing to say, but just keep your face was gorgeous, love.
Yeah. Because I saw The Beguiled in the film festival, which was a fantastic film.
That's great.
Bits of her face try and move, and other bits of it don't.
Yeah.
People, they don't understand when you get your face add bits to your face. It's not other bits of face you get added to. It's just other bits.
horrible rumors of her on set on early morning shoot days where the temperature is very low and the
eyes gum shut or something.
The makeup and wardrobe department apparently have to have hot packs to unfreeze parts of her face.
Oh my gosh.
She looks amazing until she has to move her face.
I just saw in a magazine recently, I don't know what magazine, it was talking about how does Nicole Kidman get her great skin, and I was like, how on earth would you use her as an example for any human being?
I would have said, I've met Nicole Kidman, I've interviewed Nicole Kidman before, and she's devastating.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And so
her skin's fine. It's a little bit translucent, but I mean, isn't that what the lady's like?
For that role, that role's a very wealthy lawyer lady that meets a very handsome younger man and gives up her life to have these children. So I feel like she's perfectly cast.
Totally,
I don't know who else could have played it, really.
The whole purpose of her character is to be constructed as this, like, perfection, like, paradigm of womanness.
And the whole series is all about... The perception of what happiness and success is, isn't
absolutely.
It, really? You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And I think for any of you that are like me and are sick of watching rich white people in TV shows, because I do, never, I kind of sometimes look at it now and I'm like, oh my God, they're all white, oh, they're all rich, like, do I want to watch it? But this one was great, and I think that's why maybe I enjoyed it so much, because I was going,
I went in
a bit like judgy, and then I just loved Reese Witherspoon's performance.
Well, I normally hate Reese Witherspoon.
I know.
But I really, really liked her.
And I was like,
her daughter, awesome.
Who else could?
Oh, yeah, daughter was really good.
The little daughter, woman. She calls her mum woman.
Both of them, actually.
And she's so great.
It was about episode two for me where I realized that I had completely suspended my disbelief and I'd stopped being aware that I was watching a television show.
And this
I
is the thing. TV show.
Genuinely was so like interested in what the characters were doing and where the, and I was.
There
like,
isn't one single ounce of fat on that TV show. It's all really well written, really clever, and it's one of those things. I talk about this all the time, but the whole. You know, when you watch a show and you go, oh, thanks for making a show. It feels like they've made it for you because it's so satisfying. You know what I mean?
It's just like... It's David E. Kelly, though. I mean, he's had a little bit of experience.
What's a David E. Kelly?
He's been around. Ally McBeal. We mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, actually. Ally McBeal, Boston Public. Basically, like, every TV show you saw in the 90s was made by David E. Kelly.
They were all average, though.
They were all average, but...
Big Little Lies is a very successful book, though.
Exactly. It was an existing intellectual property. And do you know what actually I think is one of its strongest facets is that it finishes. Like, it's 7 episodes long. Mm. You know they're going into it. There's no sense in, like, one of these network TV shows that David E. Kelly would have created in the 90s that it's going to keep going and get syndicated. And like,
but I think they're doing a second season of it.
I believe there is discussion of a second season, which will obviously, like the Game of Thrones universe, they'll be off book. What will they do?
Hey, should we talk about Shailene Woodley?
Just remind people, if you've just joined us, we're talking about Big Little Lies, which is...
Not to be confused with Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, nothing like Pretty Little Liars, and I think that someone thought that I was talking about that one time.
That's sort of like Desperate Housewives.
Like Desperate Housewives. Do you think it's like Desperate Housewives?
No, he was saying Pretty Little Liars is like Desperate Housewives.
I'm New Zealand's biggest Big Little Lies fan.
Yeah,
I think
that's another one, is if you think it's going to be like Desperate Housewives. I mean, they are Desperate Housewives, but it's a different show.
I found myself wondering...
I love it so much.
I found myself wondering a couple of times in the first couple of episodes before that kind of epiphany of suspension of disbelief happened. What would this show be like if you took Eva Longoria and cast her in Reese Witherspoon's role? If you took Terry Hatcher and cast her in Nicole Kidman's role? What would you end up with, a similar level of like Desperate Housewives trash? Is the success of the show down to these incredible performances, which we should say unequivocally are fantastic?
They got movie stars to do this great TV show.
But I think it was Reese Witherspoon that kicked it all off. She got them involved, and when they all looked at the script and stuff, they were just sold on who they were working with, and you know, because some of the the best characters on it, like her, Reese Witherspoon's latest husband character, is just so great.
Adam Scott is the dark horse of that show.
She's she sees the most incredibly cool things, and he still gives her a hug and says,
"It's got a great haircut too." We can talk about Nicole Kidman's face. We can talk about Adam Scott's haircut.
I love Adam Scott. Big fan. I don't know if you guys have been looking at the text machine. We've had people texting and saying, "Actually, it was a book first." Yeah, we know.
Mikey said it.
We've got somebody else saying, "Why did it have to be changed to an American story? The book is fantastic." And it's set in Australia.
I did not know that. And
nor did I.
I agree.
Neither
did I. I don't know why everything Neither has to be I. set in America.
Well,
it's so annoying.
I mean, surely
that's weird. Cause
it would have been like Palm Beach or something, was it? Maybe the text person could tell us whereabouts in Australia.
The first answer to that question surely has to be money.
Yeah, it would definitely be money, of course.
Part of the fact that I liked it so much is that it was set in a really affluent part of the States.
Yeah.
But that would be Palm Beach, wouldn't it?
Do you know my favourite...
Something just happened in the studio that made me laugh.
Sarah just threw a pencil down my cleavage. By accident.
Sarah wants to talk about Pretty Little Lies.
Can we talk about Shailene Woodley? Because she's the other
lead. She does a lot of running in this show.
She does a lot of running. But she's a really interesting actress that has done so many different things. And she recently has just done this movie. There's two actors in it, and it's like people that fell off a boat. Set in the Pacific. Like they're just shooting it.
Like the shark
Open Water
movie.
2. Open Water 2.
Something like, I don't want to call it Abandoned, but you know. Like,
Open Water 2.
Is it? Oh, okay. Yep. No, it's not.
It is.
Is it?
There's
more open water.
Just because my friend was working on it. Apparently she is the nicest, most low-key person you'd never
know. You're saying Nicole Kidman?
No, we're saying Shailene Woodley.
Nicole Kidman's on that boat.
Okay, not Nicole. Anyway, apparently this woman is just like, you'd never know she's a Hollywood actress. She's fantastic. And she plays the character that is kind of sort of our gateway into that world, because she's super normal. I mean, she's a solo mom and...
Yeah.
With a 5-year-old kid, but she's just super normal in that world, and she's
Reese
Witherspoon.
She had a famous sort of became famous red carpet moment at the Emmys, where she sort of told the interviewer that she doesn't own a TV, doesn't even watch TV. Was at pains to tell the interviewer that she read books. She said, "Who has time for television?"
It's like Anthony Hopkins when he was in Westworld said the same thing.
You know what? I think everybody out there should make time for this TV show, Big Little Lies, streaming on Neon. Hey, do you know?
Great music in it too. Great music.
Sorry, Kravitz. Bella's in it too, and she plays this amazing, the character that, you know, we all know that character. She just nails it as well.
Yeah.
Kind of annoys me, but she's such a babe.
So all of these A-list actors got a lot of plaudits for their roles, rightfully so. But I think that the one segment of the show that isn't being talked about is all of the casting for the nobodies that they had to interview in the room for the, because so for anybody who hasn't seen it, they flash back to this flash forward to these interviews about the murder mystery, and these people are just, firstly, they have to be good at acting, but secondly, they have to be really uncharismatic and really forgettable almost straight away. And I think that's an amazing thing to cast for. That's an amazing job.
I agree, and I think we should maybe talk a little bit more about the premise of the show. So it's, what's so great about it is all these women have 5-year old children that are starting school, so they kind of have these parallel stories running with the kids at school, and then the crap that goes on between the kids also sort of is going on between the parents in a way.
Yeah.
So that's what's so interesting, because you're like, why would I be interested in watching that? But actually, somehow it gets you.
It's amazing writing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing writing and amazing editing. Sarah's making motions to wind
it
up, guys.
She's a helicopter.
Yeah. But we're gonna go out. So Mikey mentioned the soundtrack.
It's very unprofessional to say that on air, Squid.
It's very unprofessional to go on air and say it's very unprofessional to say that.
The soundtrack is awesome.
Sarah and I are really old friends, so we can say things that are unprofessional. So it doesn't matter.
I guess Auckland and I are really old friends.
We're all old friends here.
Are you talking about the soundtrack?
So yeah, the soundtrack absolutely kills.
And what I love about the soundtrack is that 5-year-old daughter of Reese Witherspoon plays that music, like she loves it.
Yeah, totally, totally. Slightly implausible, but still somehow the song works in
her character. She
goes, come on,
that's
woman.
The best thing ever.
Love her.
So we're gonna play a Flaming Lips song, which features heavily on the soundtrack in one episode. There's a lot of good cuts to this song. It's called Silver Trembling Hands, I believe.
And the track we came in on as well, The Temptations, is from the Big Little Lies soundtrack as well.
Sure, yeah. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Thank you very much for coming in, guys.
BFM, brought to you by Neon.
Not 95 BFM, brought to you by Neon. Viewmaster, brought to you by Neon. I was going to do a shout out for Nicole Kidman's scene when they're at the councils for the first time. It's one of the best 3 minutes of television ever. And she doesn't even say a word.